Hello, Garth Woolsey from New Hampton. Garth, G-A-R-T-H, W-O-O-L-S-E-Y. I have a statement from the Select Board of New Hampton. They could not be here tonight, so they asked me to represent them. I'd like to make a brief comment as a resident of the town, because that will probably roll right into this statement rather nicely. The gentleman that has been speaking on behalf of Northern Pass, he's, I think, in the back of the room now, as I don't see him. But I want to comment that he's just done a fantastic job tonight. The presentation that he's displayed, very well put together. I thought it a little interesting when he got to the section, kind of caught my eye about the anticipated revenues town of New Hampton could possibly see through tax assessment. I think it was in the range of $250,000 to $400,000 a year. And he made a comment that fit nicely into the mold of what the town would like to see and would be happy to receive through this project. And it wasn't planned, but I was, again, a last-minute standee for the Select Board, as they have prior commitments to a budget hearing tonight. They did give me a statement to read on their behalf, which I'll read. Statement on behalf of the Select Board for the Town of New Hampton. Unfortunately, this meeting conflicts with the previously scheduled and posted 2016 budget hearing for the Town of New Hampton. However, we did not wish for our absence tonight to be misinterpreted as an endorsement of the Northern Pass project as it is currently proposed. Ever since its initial unveiling, the Board of Selectmen and the residents of New Hampton have been and remain opposed to the use of above-ground transmission lines for the Northern Pass. Our previously stated objections and observations still stand. We remain steadfast in our call for the project, if constructed, to be buried in its entirety. A position supported by more than 600 signatures to a petition we are currently circulating in town for submission to the Department of Energy hearings. The town intends to use its intervener status at the SEC proceedings to add its voice to those of the other affected communities calling for the full burial of the project. Bury it all, or don't build it at all. Signed by the three selectmen, Town of New Hampton.
Thank you, sir.
I'm not done.
Oh, okay.
I have time left.
Oh, you still have time, yes.
I'm gonna jump back to my resident status. I found it interesting, the statements made by, again, the gentleman, the presentation, that the towns would gratefully accept this money, would be glad. The inference that I made was that the town would be glad for this project to go through because of the money that they received. I don't think that's the case. I think the town will put their belief in the state of New Hampshire, the nature of New Hampshire, the scenic New Hampshire, over money. I'm not sure Northern Pass feels that same way. Please bury it.
Thank you, sir. If you could provide that statement to the court reporter.